Saturday, March 10th, 2007. It's a good day to be alive. You know, I really planned on coming up with a name for this before I started, but I don't have one, so we're just going to kind of do without for right now. My character name is Besk Occam. I play on the Targon Ore server. Any topic is fair game, anything that affects the game or affects the community. Well, how are things looking right now? We're about... Vanguard has just passed the 1 month mark, and the Angel of Death has still not started killing people yet. I was quite sure that we were all going to die. I guess we can all breathe a sigh of relief that we're all still here. Yeah, even the people that quit, they're still here too. Everyone was very curious about the first week, how the first week was going to go. And when Sigil released the numbers, the numbers looked pretty good. At about 120,000 straight box sales for the first week. That's a very respectable launch, considering Burning Crusade just came out, and for other reasons the timing was less than ideal. That number doesn't include online sales. If you aren't aware, the game was available for download from the Sony site. My best guess is that a little over 1 month into retail, they've probably got between 140 and 150,000 subscribers. And I would give that figure, say that includes the people who may have unsubscribed after the first month. Translated versions are also yet to be released. With all the online activity on the affiliate sites, it seems that some people haven't yet found out that their forum subscription came with the game. If you are not one of those, and you are a type of person that can walk and chew gum at the same time, you may be enjoying the Double Experience Weekend event that's going on for the second time here in a row. There was one last week, and then there's another one this weekend. I don't think this second Double Experience Weekend in a row here should really come as a surprise to anyone. If you were playing last weekend, you could definitely tell that there was a huge response to the last Double Experience Weekend as far as the number of players that were logging on and playing. There was an enormous amount of grouping. It didn't seem to be difficult at all to get a group last weekend, and I assume that this weekend will probably be the same if it's anything like last. The fact that they're having a second Double Experience Weekend the very following week from the first Double Experience Weekend should tell you something about the success of the first one. Clearly it was quite successful for Sigil to immediately do a second one the very next weekend. I'd also look for this to be an indicator of possibly more double experience or experience type time events or double experience days. Overall, the player community response to the Double Experience Weekend, overall the whole community, the overwhelming opinion of the experience event seems to be very positive. There is a segment of the player base that believes the game is being made too, quote-unquote, easy. There's been the usual split between the hardcore, old-school, EverQuest 1 style of gamer and the progressive type of gamer on whether these experience events are good for the game or bad for the game. But both sides should really be able to agree that there's a whole lot of positive with the events. For one thing, judging by the number of people who were playing last weekend, it was a huge success with the overall player base, and the old school hardcore should be pleased that there was an enormous amount of grouping going on, while the new progressive type gamers can be pleased that the game has moved in the direction that they'd want it to, of being, as they see it, less tedious. One thing that you can definitely look to come out of this, we are going to see some changes directly related to the experience system. Perhaps a small permanent increase. I'm sure it would not be a permanent double increase. Or possibly more event weekend event type things, but from the clear success of these events, we are going to see more of this type of thing. Sigil is definitely going to take this as a clear indicator of the direction that they're going to send the game. There won't be major changes, but this will definitely be taken into account, and I would look for some permanent changes to be made based on what Sigil has discovered from this. In this first segment, I'm mainly going to be talking about an overview of the game, and this is mainly going to be addressed to the 98% of players who don't have time to read all 10 pages of each thread on the forums. Not that I do either, but I'm going to do my best to give an overview. I'm going to be giving an overview of the game that's keeping an eye on the attitudes, thoughts, and opinions of the community, because the community does play a fairly large role in the direction of the game. Right now, Vanguard is very misunderstood. On one hand, it's torn between the old hardcore MMOs, while at the same time, it's also having to find its place. It seems to have gotten a pre-release reputation of being much more old-school style, older ways that a lot of modern gamers find overly difficult. On the other hand, a lot of gamers that did expect it to be one of the old-school, more quote-unquote difficult-styled MMOs feel disappointed that the game doesn't fit what they expected it to be. This is something that's going to be corrected over time. It just takes word of mouth for people to understand what the game is really like, and for the public perception of it to catch up to what it actually is. One thing you can be sure of is that a game that costs $50,000 to create is not going to be a game that's only going to appeal to a 100,000 to 200,000 niche market. This game was created to have broad appeal, and the budget alone attests to that. That's certainly not to say that the game is going to be overly similar to titles like World of Warcraft, but it is going to have to appeal to some of those players to gain market share and to gain a larger player base. I'm sure this has always been the intention. But the game is always going to have to stand distinctly away from all other MMOs. As far as player numbers go, I predict they're going to continue to rise. The glitches that had run some people off are going to be fixed, and a number of those players are going to return. But most of the growth is going to be from players playing the game for the first time. Especially as time goes on and people purchase newer machines, they're going to be wanting and expecting games that look better and are more demanding. And this is going to work well for Vanguard. It's just going to be a matter of a little bit of time before that factor begins to kick in to full effect. One important thing to keep in mind is the role that games like World of Warcraft play in the development and direction of MMOs, and actually it is actually a positive thing for the genre. The useful purpose that WoW serves is this. WoW brings in new players that have never played an MMO before. They increase the overall player base. This is a positive thing because as there are more players, there's going to be much more interest from companies in investing in the development of new games and improving the existing titles that are out there right now. World of Warcraft appeals to people that have never played an MMO before. And as these players mature, they're going to be looking for games that are not aimed at the younger crowd that World of Warcraft is aimed at. And by younger crowd, I mean possibly in age, but certainly younger as in less experience in MMO playing. These players are then going to mature, and they're going to be looking for other types of titles that are aimed at a more mature segment of the population. So there's going to begin to be a spillage of players from starter gateway type games into other games in the genre. They're going to develop more refined taste, if you will. This is going to be especially beneficial to Vanguard, because Vanguard does stand apart quite distinctly from titles that are sort of the bubblegum pop of the genre that are going to start popping up in large numbers. The first big patch just came out, and as usual, there was the weeping and gnashing of teeth from a number of players and classes, and there was the moderate approval of other classes and players. And some issues do seem to have been addressed that were very important as far as issues with gameplay stability and game-breaking issues. On Friday, March 9th, there were a series of very interesting posts from Brad McQuaid, the CEO at Sigil, and there was one post in particular that was of significance, in my opinion. He posts under the name Eridune Mythara. You can find it in a post on the FOHguild.org forums. The topic is why all the nerd rage against Vanguard. In it, Brad talks a lot about why we're seeing so much controversy surrounding the direction of the game right now. He says a lot of it was due to slightly skewed expectations of the game prior to its launch. He emphasized that the game is not attempting to become a WoW clone, as some of the older committed type gamers have charged, and he mentioned that there's going to be a few changes in the presentation of advertisements to clear up misconceptions that the game is only for people that are looking for the older EverQuest 1 type of experience. He mentioned that right now, the majority of people that are buying the game and playing it are the people that are looking for that older, committed-type gamer experience. And not that those players are deceived that the game is something less than they were expecting, but a lot of people that aren't playing the game have false impressions of what the game is about and where it fits in relation to other games. There's quite a bit of honesty in his posts, and I think a lot of players respect that. It's really not something that you'll find in a whole lot of other games, to have one of the chief developer, the CEO of the developing company, answering individual questions and explaining position and direction of the game that's being produced. A lot of his posts, particularly the ones on FOHguild.org, seem to be getting a positive response from the majority of the player base that takes notice and makes their opinions known. One thing that you've got to keep into account when you're trying to judge the attitudes of the players is that there's a small, very vocal group that's going to do quite a bit of the talking, and the vast majority are remaining silent. Maybe they check in every once in a while on the community forums and websites, but they're completely silent. If you assume that out of the, let's say, 140,000 current subscribers, there are perhaps 1,000 so far that have made long, wordy, explanatory-type posts. That's only including fleshed-out posts, not small I agree or disagree posts. We probably have about 1,000. If you assume that the game has about 140,000 players, and 1,000 of them making their opinions known loud and clear on the forums, that means only about 0.75% of all the players are seeming to speak for the entire 140,000. So it's really very difficult to get a true estimation of players' opinions from what you read in the community forums, or through any avenue for that matter, unless you're Sigil and you have access to the number of players on at any given time. I think McQuaid's latest string of posts has had an overall very positive effect on the community, both on current players and on prospective players that are taking a look at the game and that are currently considering the game and just seeing how things look before they commit to jumping in. I fully expect to be seeing more of these posts by McQuaid on the forums, given what seems to be a fairly positive response to what he's had to say. Another thing that players should expect to see is another major patch coming out, probably sooner than later. With the game still undergoing some fairly major changes in some areas, especially in some areas that involve desktop crashes that some players seem to be experiencing, as well as the class balancing issues that in any game seem to always be getting tweaked either up or down. The frequency was stated by Sigil as having one major patch every 1 to 2 months, but I would be highly surprised if the patch is closer to 2 months than 1 month. I believe we'll see one in 1 month, if not sooner, in addition to all the hot fixes that are going to be going on. Well, that wraps it up for this first show. I hope you found it entertaining and informative. This has been honest commentary and opinion from one player. Those are my honest opinions. I think my predictions will speak for themselves. So look for those changes in-game. I'm just going to see where this goes. If you've got any comments, suggestions, questions, look me up. This is just the first episode. I'm sure based on feedback, the show is going to probably morph quite a bit. In the future, I'd like to talk about more specific details and aspects of the game. This has just been sort of an overview on my thoughts on how the game's coming along so far. So look me up if you want to help out, whatever. If you've got the stomach for it, enjoy the mini community posts on the direction of the game. Just try to steer clear of the politics and drama. For God's sake, don't call anyone articulate. Hope to see y'all in-game. This has been Besk Occam of the Targonor server. Hope to group with you sometime in the near future. Take care. And this concludes the first episode. Enjoy yourself.